All right, Steve, some sad news to report from the music world. Pamela Hutchinson, one of the singers of the iconic group, The Emotions, passed away from health challenges she had been battling for years. The Emotions were one of the most influential female groups of all time. The Hutchinson sisters posted a statement on their Facebook page. Now our beautiful sister will sing amongst the angels in perfect peace. The Emotions may be best known for their song Best of My Love and their collabo with Earth, Wind & Fire, Boogie Wonderland, of course. Steve, we're all music lovers on this show. Talk a little bit about The Emotions' legacy, if you will.
I mean, you know, you're talking about one of the great female vocal groups of all time who was introduced by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Earth, Wind & Fire introduced them on Boogie Wonderland. Mm-hmm. And they were met from Earth, Wind & Fire back when Earth, Wind & Fire used to have one female in the group. Uh-huh. And then Maurice took the female out the group because it was a distraction, you know, because she was fine. Okay. Uh-huh. So Earth, Wind & Fire always had an affinity for female vocalists. Uh-huh. And when they ran into The Emotions, they introduced them on Boogie Wonderland. And then they spun them off after that. You can hear The Emotions on a couple of Earth, Wind & Fire songs before they broke. Mm. And they harmony, they harmony, man, was just them girls right there. Them girls could blow, man.
Don't ask my neighbors.
Don't ask my neighbor.
This is music right here. Mm-hmm.
Boy. That's them right there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That harmony.
You ever heard this before, Junior?
No.
If you can me, you can hear me.
I heard it, Tommy, but I was in the ring. Steve is having a moment. You know
the mirror stares you in the face. Don't get to wait. Sing, girls.
Yes.
You dance and shake a leg. Dance. Ow!
Hey, we're on Zoom.
Look,
is he twerking? Oh, he's spanking. He's spanking.
Sit down.
He looks like it's twerking, but now he's twerking.
Uh-oh.
I didn't even know Steve could twerk.
I'm so glad people can't see us. This is radio.
Oh, they would want to see Steve Harvey twerking.
Boy, you don't even understand.
Oh, it'll be up on Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it will be.
Oh, we got you.
Y'all better not put that up. I swear to God, boy, there won't be no more damn show.
You're gonna fire everybody.
Oh,
everybody.
You put that up. You put that up and see what happens.
Oh, man.
Tell Dawn right now.
man.
Emotions, baby.
Man, yes, musical legends.
So much beautiful music from them. And our condolences, of course, go out to the Hutchinson family.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen them in concert?
Boy.
You're the only
ask
one
me nothing
that
like that.
Well, let me ask
backslap.
You this. Here go a real question.
So, Niecy, wait.
How much a concert cost?
Turn
baby?
Up.
Turn up. He said turn up. He got to think.
Cut the music off, dog. What are you talking about? Boy, you talking about setback money now.
No, I'm just asking how much it cost back then
boy,
to go to a concert.
Okay, Richfield Coliseum, dog.
In Cleveland.
Oh, up in the back.
Up in the back. Because you wasn't on the front row.
That's second, third tier, Carla.
$23.50.
Yeah.
$23.50. Flow seats. God, dog.
To be continued, we'll talk about the themes when we come back. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, when we left off, we were talking about, of course, Pamela Hutchinson of the Emotions passed away, and then we got into some concert talk. Junior asked you, had you seen them in concert? And Tommy asked you, how much did concert tickets cost back then? So let's take it from there, because I asked you.
$20-something.
Yeah.
$23, dog.
And I said that was almost
$50. That's in the back up top.
Yeah, and then I said it was almost 50 because you had to take a date.
What?
You had to take
a date?
Yeah, but you said.
$23 date?
You went by yourself to the concert? I'm not understanding.
See, I had to go because the girls I was dating didn't want to do the themes, see.
What was the theme?
I went to the concert in theme. Like when I went to see LTD, that's when all of them wore capes. You're a silhouette. Split.
You don't have to sing it. We know.
So you.
I long to remember, though it helps me through these hours I spin away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, but ain't nothing to it. I got to wear the cape that they had on the album cover. Now the girl I want, Patricia Turner, she ain't want to wear no cape. Okay, well your ass can't go there.
You're not on board with the theme.
Because see, I'm up top while I come back and tell you all this.
All right. More of this when we come back on the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So Steve, you were at the you were saying you were going to the concert and you didn't take a date because they didn't want to do themes.
Trish Turner didn't want to wear the cape. I'm wearing the themes, so I got purple cape on. Platform,
why did you have
so
to
I'm
wear
down.
What the album cover was? Why you just couldn't wear some clothes? Why did you?
Why would I not?
Or some jeans?
Jeans.
Why would I not?
To the concert.
Let me ask you this. But wait, let me ask you this. Were you the only one in the audience with the theme?
Oh hell no! But ain't nobody out theme me though.
Okay.
I was creating.
Okay,
had a sister that could sew. So I bought an $18, $20 ticket. I'm up at the top. I'm jamming till the first act go off. Because black people got there by the act because it was hot. Concert was hot. So when the first act go off and the headliner come on, that's when I go downstairs. And I watch until I see a flow seat open. So
you
I get out there by
down,
the
man.
Aisle,
you
and then I'm doing
seat.
Like this in the aisle until I see an opening. Then I just slide on through. And I was cool, so everybody go, come on, little bro. And I get right in there, little man, I see you, boy. Got your cape on. Yeah. And now I'm on the floor. And then, see, ain't no girl wanting to do all that.
That's a lot.
So I don't need nobody.
Got it.
Yeah, and I don't want to be looking in her eyes. This Earth, Wind, and Fire, LTD, I saw the Commodores like that. Oh, dog. Uh-huh.
What does your cape look like, though? That's what I'm trying
Just
to
say. Like the one on the album.
Because
his sister made it. No. Listen, Tommy, listen.
Hell, you talking about had a phoenix on it.
So, Steve, you told us a story one time about you went to a concert, you had a feather in your head.
That was Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Tell us
when
about
they came
that.
Out in the teepees. Earth, Wind, and Fire had a concert where these teepees came out. And then when the TPs disappeared, Earth, Wind, and Fire was standing right there. And I'd be damned. They had on vests with moccasins and suede pants with shingles on them. I had the vest on, the suede vest. Mine wasn't real suede, though. It was ultra suede. I got it at a fabric store. And I had the big fro with the bandana tied around my head like Jimi Hendrix. And I had the feather in the side of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you
would
fly with it.
I look just like Mo.
Did you take pictures of this dog? Do you have pictures of this
dog? Back then you had to have a big ass camera.
I know.
You know, you had a big ass camera back then. You can't count no damn Polaroid to the show.
You can't take a Polaroid to the show?
Dog, I ain't got no pockets on. I ain't got no pockets on my vest for that. Come on, man. Cameras was big as hell back then. You had hell bad.
I got it, big dog. I got it.
All right, Steve, coming up, it's our last break of the day.
Last break of the day.
And you'll have some closing remarks for us at 49 minutes after the hour, right after
You're
this.
You're a silhouette of splendor.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.